My first Jefferson City seminar by Carolyn McGee. When I decided to attend the Jefferson City seminar, I had no clue what to expect at all. Getting there was a bumpy ride, and we almost didn't go because we had no information. I ended up calling once I got home, and my dad got the information he needed. We had no idea where we needed to be or at what time. Once we got there, we had to figure out the best way to get around the construction. My dad even told me that he knew about the history of the tunnel we were in. I had all of my stuff with me that I'd need because we didn't go to the hotel first. It felt kind of awkward throwing everything onto the check belt, but it worked out okay. While trying to find the alcove where we would all meet up, we almost got stuck in a tour line. Once we found the right spot and Dad made sure that it was the right people, he left and went back home. I spent the rest of the day sticking to other members as I went to my appointments. I didn't feel like I really knew what was going on or what I was doing because I was the only member from Springfield who came. There were multiple times where I had multiple appointments at the same time, some on completely different floors. All I could do was roll with it and accept how things worked out. Sometimes I got to meet with the representatives, sometimes it was an aide, and in a few cases I just had to leave a folder. By the end of the day, it seemed like we were an hour behind. We missed one representative because we got so far behind. When we checked out of the hotel and headed out for day two, it was a bit different. I ended up on my own finding my appointments. Lynn Morris helped me find one of the rooms I needed, and an aide helped me track down another representative before he went out onto the floor. By this point, I'd heard the bells were promoting enough times that I knew better which ones to emphasize. The room numbers were tiny. Even if there was one, I got confused at the end to which side was which when I came back after my last appointment. But the stark difference in lighting and wall color helped a lot. Despite the obstacles and bumpy parts, I had a good time and feel like it was a worthwhile trip.